items, and the first of these is going to be introduced, I think, by Dan Vizzini and Hector Miramontes. We have a delegation here of public administrators in Japan who are here in leadership exchange and study, something that we are always proud to participate in, and it's great that we have public administrators learning from each other and sharing ideas and building the profession. So with that, I want to welcome this panel and tell us how the program's going and what's next.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and members of the council. My name is Dan Vizzini, and I'm a senior fellow at the Center for Public Service at Portland State University. And you probably know me more from my 26 years of service to the city of Portland, spending much of my time in this room. So great to be back.
Welcome back.
It's really great. First of all, thank you for receiving us this morning. The delegation has been in town since Saturday. They spent Sunday on bicycles going all over the community and interviewing citizens. And they are now in the middle of a week of programs that introduce them to examples of civic engagement and strategies around civic engagement that they can take back home to Japan. I want to, before I go any further, thank Commissioners Fish and Fritz for having participated in the program in prior years, Commissioner Saltzman as well. And as the program moves forward, we're in our 11th year, it'll be great to have more involvement with commissioners. As I said, this is our 11th year, and it's a pretty intense program. We have with us today Tsuneo Watanabe, who's the director of policy research at the Tokyo Foundation, Portland State's partner in this training, and Ayano Yamamoto, who is a member of this year's class and has been selected by the class to speak to you today. So I'll turn this over to Mr. Watanabe. All
right. Welcome.
Thank you, Dan, and Mayor Hales and the council members. Thank you very much for the accepting and have an opportunity for the Japanese delegation to be here. And I'd like to express many thanks to the not only the city councils, but all citizens of Portland, because we've learned a lot in the communication with the your citizen. And I think the Tokyo Foundation is a public independent think tank in Japan. And we promote many policy proposals from national security level to the neighborhood citizen level. And one of the great achievements so far, United States and Japan, is actually now the discussing how to manage a U.S.-Japan security alliance at national level and providing public goods in the Asia-Pacific region. And another public goods, actually, that we are trying to run is community building, citizen engagement here. And I think this is a school. Portland is a school for all over the world, but especially our delegation, including many the municipal workers here, so, like Ayano. So, it's amazing collaboration with the Tokyo Foundation and Portland State University here, especially the Professor Nishishiba, she's sitting behind, and great staff, including Dan. So, and that's the fabulous, great opportunity. So I'd like to thanks to the all citizens and the mayor and the council member. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Yamamoto, welcome.
Hello. It is my pleasure to meet with you all. I drink Portland beer overnight to prepare for this speech. My name is Ayano Yamamoto. I'm a local government officer in Shunan City, Yamaguchi Prefecture, south of Japan. I've applied for this training program in order to reconsider what can I do for a citizen to feel loved with their own community and take action. My responsibility is to create program for elementary school students to experience mock-up city council. At this mock-up student council, these students are able to propose policies to mayor based on their passion. The objective of this program is to give an opportunity for these students to experience community development at early stage of their life, and it is my hope that their proposal will be reflected on the policies in the city in the future. For the past several days at PSU, I had an opportunity to explore the city, to meet with Metro staff and many citizens in the neighborhood. I am deeply impressed to know that there is a true student concert governance in Portland. In my city, we ask for citizen participation whenever our city runs, and citizens always expect us to take on initiative. And on the other hand, when I explore Portland, when students mention that we need to make ourselves heard by the government, this example clearly shows that students understand that they are the ones who need to take initiative to solve problems in the community. And also, it seems that Portland city government understands that their responsibility is to listen to the voices of citizens and visualize their vision for the city. I was truly amazing to hear the comments that student and government needs to collaborate with each other to make a better country from both citizens and government. Though slow my training experience, I am able to understand the importance of respecting different values and opinions for citizen-centered governance. It is not realistic to change the awareness of government and citizen overnight, but I will start to reflect my own attitude and responsibility as a local government officer. Specifically, I will listen to the voice of stakeholders of student council program to make our community a better place. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. Thank you for your presentation. Questions from the council for our panel?
I have a question. Your speech was so good. I wonder, have you been to Toastmasters clubs in Japan? They do have them.
Masters clubs in Japan, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. One of my club members went, because once you're a club member, you can go to any club. And one of the Blue Ox Toastmasters went to a club in Japan and very much enjoyed it.
Dan, do we have representatives from local government in Sapporo?
There are members of the PSU program staff who are from Sapporo.
You mean, are there some
and
other
we do,
people?
We do have some participants from Hokkaido, mm-hmm. But I don't believe we have anyone from Sapporo.
So just a quick story. The city hosted the mayor of Sapporo recently,
yes,
and
right.
One of the social events, I pitch hit for the mayor, and we hosted the mayor for dinner at the Japanese Garden. And I don't speak Japanese. The mayor did not speak English the way you do, which is remarkable. So we had a translator in between us. Well, when you're talking through a translator, it puts limitations on conversations. And it was a delightful evening, but the magic happened when the mayor revealed some of his passion. And it turns out he's passionate about art and the arts. And when someone mentioned that Isamu Noguchi had his artwork displayed in the Japanese Garden recently, he lit up because they have one of Noguchi's masterworks in Sapporo, a park that he designed.
Wonderful.
And from there, he told us that the greatest event he ever saw in the park was Leonard Bernstein's farewell concert. And it was a memorable event. You got to see Bernstein and a U.S. visiting symphony. And so we make all these connections around things. So we were separated by a lot of miles and by a language. But in the course of the evening, we found out we had all these things in common. And it was just an amazing evening for me to be a participant in and find out that different cultures, different languages, different history, but such a common base of understanding to build on. So it's anyway. I just want to thank our friends for visiting, and we miss you at BES.
Well, I'm glad you had that conversation because Mayor Ueda from Sapporo was here and actually has specifically brought up the idea of an administrative exchange between Sapporo and Portland, very much like this program, so that we have an ongoing effort for administrators to learn from each other. And that's another particular passion of his. And, of course, this is one of the world's oldest sister city relationships, 55-year relationship between Portland and Sapporo. So he's as serious, I think, about that idea as he is about art.
And one of our secret weapons there is that the young lady who was his personal translator, who was assigned to City Hall in Sapporo, is from Oregon.
Yeah, Corvallis.
Graduate of, I think, Oregon State. Mm-hmm. And so here, and she's...
Wonderful. If I may, I know you have a very busy agenda, but I just want to say that Ms. Yamamoto represents, embodies a spirit in this class and in the 200 students who have come to Portland over the years of taking it, of taking responsibility, personal responsibility, for the decentralizing of responsibility in Japan that's going on from the national government through the prefectures down to the community level. And these people here represent the vanguard of a remarkable change that's going on in Japan. And the connection with PSU is significant in making that change happen. I understand that you're going to Sapporo.
Yeah, next week.
We met with Martha Pellegrino earlier this morning. And I just want to extend, on behalf of the Tokyo Foundation, if your schedule allows it, visiting the Tokyo Foundation and meeting with their policy research staff would be the best hour you could spend.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Tokyo as well, so I might be able to pull that off. I particularly appreciated your point, Ms. Yamamoto, about this kind of cultural change takes time. And this long-term relationship with PSU is good because you can't change these things overnight, whether as a public administrator or as an elected official. It takes time to change culture and assumptions that people have about government. So I think your understanding that this is a slow process requires commitment, but it's still a slow process of turning a big ship. So I think you have the right philosophy about that change, and that's how it gets done.
By the way, our experience with things going from the federal government to the local government and power passing through, is that they're happy to do so, but they don't give us any money to actually implement it.
So
I hope you're more successful in getting both the power and the dollars to pick up the slack.
And one thing you should know is that our neighborhood system here in Portland is about 35 years old. Both the mayor and I came through the neighborhood system and learned part of our community engagement by being volunteers at the neighborhood level. So what you're doing is very important and can result in higher office, I hope you will consider it.
I think our delegation has some things to present to you.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Well, we welcome having you here, and we look forward to working with you. Thank you so much for this presentation.
Thank
this
you
morning.
For the time.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to your visit to Sapporo and Tokyo.
I do very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, please. Thank you.
Please, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much.
You did this?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Should I open it?
This is actually the, you're reading material.
Oh,
from the
airplane.
Yes, I have a long trip ahead of me. So. Thank you very much. That's great. Thank you very much. We appreciate you being here, and this program is a great service.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Very nice. For my tea cup.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Lovely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you being here and the gifts as well, and we wish you great success in your careers and in this collaboration with Portland State and with your colleagues here in Portland. So thanks very much for coming this morning. Let's hear it for our visitors from Japan. Thank you. Thank you all. All right.